second inaugural. In speaking of this address, he said, "The Gettysburg Address is far more than a pleasing piece of English composition. It is a pure well of English, undefiled. It sets one to inquiring with nothing short of wonder, how knoweth this man letters, never having learned?" The more closely the address is analyzed, the more one must confess astonishment at its choice of words, the precision of thought, its simplicity, directness, and effectiveness. End quote. In view of what is happening in some countries today by way of governmental suppression and interference with established religion, it is interesting to note Mr. Lincoln's views when asked to regulate the patriotic zeal of some of the churches. He said on January 2, 1863, "The United States government must not, as by this order, undertake to run the churches. When an individual in church or out of it becomes dangerous to the public interest, he must be checked. But let the churches as such take care of it themselves. It will not do for the United States to appoint trustees, supervisors, or other agents for the churches." Mr. Lincoln was not a churchman, but he was a Christian in the truest sense of the word. His religion has from the first been the subject of some controversy. We know that he implicitly believed in God's infinite goodness and power and love, and that he sought on his knees divine guidance in every crisis or emergency, that he had great respect for organized religion, though he made a clear distinction between churchianity and Christianity. It has never been denied that he was a student of the Bible from his childhood and humbly and reverently believed in its teachings. Although he never joined a church, he once said, "Whenever any church will inscribe over its altar as a qualification for membership the Savior's statement of the substance of the law and gospel, 'Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself,' that church will I join with all my heart and soul." When in the early morning of April 14, 1865, the news of Mr. Lincoln's assassination was flashed from ocean to ocean, it was heard by a nation bowed in grief. Among the countless expressions of loss that were then uttered, perhaps none was more heartfelt than the words of our own poet, James Russell Lowell, who wrote, quote, "Never before that startled April morning did such multitudes of men shed tears for the death of one they had never seen. As if with him a friendly presence had been taken away from their lives, leaving them colder and darker. Never was funeral panegyric so eloquent as the silent look of sympathy which strangers exchanged when they met on that day, their common manhood had lost a kinsman," end quote. All of which recorded my own feelings when a lad, and so let me here add the word to the words of Mr. Lowell, a reminder to the youth of every nation. You may search pages of modern history from end to end and can find no nobler example of unselfish devotion to duty, of courageous citizenship, and of steadfast adherence to principle than in the life of Abraham Lincoln. A life that will never die, but which will go on and on forever.